Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. American and Filipino forces this morning launched their largest combat exercises in decades to be highlighted by ship-sinking rocket barrage in waters across the disputed South China Sea and the Taiwan Strait, where Washington has repeatedly warned China over its aggression in international waters. Republican Representative Michael McCaul on Fox News is the House Foreign Affairs Committee chairman.
We're putting in old equipment in Ukraine, Russian stuff in Ukraine. This is new equipment. So this is a production issue. It's a Pentagon problem, State Department problem. We need to reprioritize, put those weapons in, and use allies that have the weapons to put those into Taiwan as well. For without deterrence, you will invite aggression. And this administration has always projected weakness, not strength.
Another victim died overnight, bringing the total to 5 souls killed and wounding 8 others. The suspected shooter, Connor James Sturgeon, whom identifies as he, him, opened fire at the Old National Bank in Louisville, Kentucky, yesterday morning. The motive is leaning towards a disgruntled employee. Democrat Governor Andy Beshear lost a cherished friend in the attack.
And these are irreplaceable, amazing individuals that a terrible act of violence tore from all of us, one of whom was one of my closest friends. I think what we need most right now, in a word, is love.
Sturgeon was shot and killed by police while he was streaming live on Instagram. That video has been removed and given to authorities. Witness Troy Haste.
He had a long assault rifle, and he started. You hear the shots just start firing. Whoever's next to me got shot, and he had blood on me from it.
After the White House told reporters to go home for the day after appearing only at the Easter egg roll Monday morning, President Biden quietly and unceremoniously signed the GOP-led bill ending the COVID-19 pandemic emergency. Officially, HJ Resolution 7 terminates the national emergency. This is USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Department of Justice is appealing a Texas judge's decision that would block access to the abortion pill mifepristone.
The judge on Friday ordered the FDA to revoke its approval of the drug by the end of this week. A lawsuit argues the nearly 5-year approval process for the medication was rushed. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre argued the drug has been on the market for more than 20 years and is used in more than 60 countries. She said the decision threatens critical care for women and undermines the FDA's authority to review and approve medications. I'm Skip Kelly.
Last month, it was revealed that Senator Dianne Feinstein, the Democrat from California, was taking a leave of absence due to a shingles outbreak. She announced she would return later this month from when the announcement was made in March. Well, not only is March come and gone, but when it comes to an update on when Feinstein will return, the update is that there has been no update. Politics is playing out on the GOP side of the 2024 presidential election.
Former President Trump is warning Florida Governor Ron DeSantis not to join the 2024 Republican primary race. In a post on his Truth Social platform, Trump claimed doing so would divide the Republican Party and ultimately hurt DeSantis' political career. Trump said DeSantis would lose the cherished and massive MAGA vote and would never be able to successfully run for office again. DeSantis has not announced whether or not he is going to run. I'm John Schaefer.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you knew it wasn't going to be easy, and look at you got to be in for it for the long haul, and you cannot get weary. I mean, I understand that sometimes you may think the odds are against you, but look at this is a we the people country, and we cannot surrender this country to the likes of Joe Biden and all that the left are trying to do to destroy us at every turn. With us right now is Larry Klayman, the founder, former chair of Judicial Watch, current chairman of Freedom Watch, and author of It Takes a Counter-Revolution. Larry, welcome back. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Bill. Good to hear from you.
Well, it's endless. We heard over the weekend you've got Biden's lawless Department of Justice planning to prosecute up to 1,200 more innocent January 6 patriots. But that's only the beginning. I mean, this Justice Department is on steroids. So not only we have Jan 6, but now they've contrived this idea that they need to go after churches. And Jim Jordan is subpoenaing Director Ray to come on over and talk to us about planting informants in Catholic churches specifically.
Well, this is, of course, part of the left. They worship government. They despise God. Catholic Church is a threat to them because it's so organized. Catholic Church has its own issues, frankly, but
right.
Nothing compared to what this Justice Department has right now. And we live in a police state. It's a Gestapo. It's trying to quell all dissent. Of course, you know, the prosecution against Trump in New York, which is just the beginning of probably 2, 3, or 4 more, is part of this. It's sending a message to the American people. Do not even criticize us. Do not even think of rising up. Do not think of waging a revolution. We are in total control, and we will keep it. And Bill, as we've said many times, there is no solution at the ballot box because the elections are cooked. They're fraudulent. And we have no hope, frankly, left other than revolution. I advocate peaceful and legal means, which we try to do at Freedom Watch, but I'm afraid others in this country probably are not going to see it that way.
Well, because the left is willing to, you know, they've already crossed the Rubicon. And when you consider, Larry, this was all predicted after, you know, Obama's Justice Department went after Tea Parties and all conservatives. And since then, I mean, how dare they talk about influencing elections when they have been the biggest influence of elections going back just for there in the modern era? I mean, we can go back to the 60s and see how the Democrats and the left have fixed elections. They've done this time and again. But, you know, it's like no different than what the United States did with Russia when they took over Crimea. Okay, you got the left taking over parts of our government, and we just did oh-hum. So don't be critical of, you know, of our government, because we are the government. We shrugged our shoulders when the Russians took over Crimea, when they were mounting troops on the border, in much the same way as China is doing with Taiwan right now. And here we are. I mean, what are we going to do? Are we going to do something preemptive? Are we going to wait until you've got a full-on war and now you got nuclear missiles aimed at you and we're on the brink of a nuclear holocaust closer than ever in our lifetime, Larry?
No, you're absolutely right, Bill. You know, you've got obviously what's going on here at home. You know, yesterday I was watching. I don't usually watch it. Okay, I was at the Masters golf tournament because I represent Patrick Reed, a client in my private practice. Wow. And
he did a good job. He was impressive there in the final round. I mean, he came up and made some money there in the back nine. That was good for him.
Well, he did. He's a former Masters champion. He's now, despite the fact that he's been kept out of PGA Tour events, he's now 45th in the world again, which will qualify him for the U.S. Open and PGA Championship next month as well. But that aside, I was this motel I was staying at, because there aren't many opportunities in Augusta at this time of year to stay.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
In a good place.
They book up years in advance, right?
Right. But I turn on the TV and there's ABC, CBS, NBC. I mean, ultra-leftists, you know, claiming Republicans are going to outlaw abortion generally, talking about LGBTQT, Indian tribes. I mean, everything slanted. Okay, unbelievable. This country has gone down the drain. And if Fox News, as two-faced as it is not enough to counter what you hear on the media. And thank God there are people like you, Bill, but the culture is being destroyed. It has been destroyed. We've got a corrupt government. We've got corrupt federal judges, in particular in the District of Columbia, New York, corrupt bar associations that are trying to eliminate conservative and Republican lawyers from fighting back. It's a full court press by the left. And on top of that, you've got Joe Biden, who is a criminal, brain dead. And if you need a litmus test just to tell you where this country is in terms of its justice system, the very fact that Joe Biden can just keep smiling with his Cheshire grin, nothing's going to happen to me, invite Hunter Biden to the Easter party at the White House looking for Easter eggs. You know, he doesn't have a care in the world, because they have total control over us. And now they want to take away the guns as well. So this is where we are, Bill. And this is why, you know, we are now trying Alvin Bragg in New York. He's going to be in front of our citizens grand jury this week. We are taking what actions we can. And I trust that when we get convictions of these people like Biden, like Fauci, like Bragg, like this corrupt judge that's sitting on this case with Trump in New York.
Yes, exactly.
Juan Marchand, completely corrupt political hack, that when that happens, that law enforcement and the military will be able to execute the convictions that we get legally and take these people out. They need to be thrown in prison. And well, the American people, if they think they can sit around watching what's going on, if you care about your kids or grandkids or future generations, then you're as guilty as the people that are committing these crimes.
Well, and the thing is, they have created an infrastructure, in a sense, a systemic infrastructure to get the results that they've planned and purposed. And they're not going to give this up. There's no talking to them. There's no reasoning with them. I mean, at this point right now, I mean, all I hear is the voice of Mazie Hirono out of Hawaii just saying, shut up and, you know, we're in charge, basically, is what she told everybody during, I believe, the Kavanaugh hearings. And so that's their attitude. They don't want to have anybody rebel or to debate or question what it is that they're doing. And they have they've set up a system, Larry, at every turn that are forcing people to go along, you know, whether it's EVs or any other choice that they may have. Although I got to tell you, I was surprised yesterday. We got the announcement that Joe Biden officially, you know, stop the emergency authorization use of COVID and declared that, you know, the pandemic was over.
Well, he's got to do that to try to get reelected. That and reparations that are being pushed by the Democrat Party.
Unbelievable. But this is where we are. And the thing is that it's coming down to, as you say, Larry, we're not going to have a choice on this. This is why it's going to take a revolution. And the thing is about the nature of a revolution, just like the first one that America went through, we didn't want to shoot people. We didn't want to go through and have, you know, carnage involved. But once a revolution takes over, it has a personality and inertia of its own that you can't control. Stay with me.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597.
800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Gentlemen, I'll tell you, if there was ever a time we got to get serious about this country, it is now. I mean, we're not talking about some teenagers going through some sort of phase that, you know, in a couple of years after their face clears up, they're going to, you know, kind of understand what's going on. I mean, this is diabolical, and you've got to see this for what it is. You know, Larry Klayman has been saying that it takes a revolution. He has a book with that title that you need to read to understand that the fact of the matter is that we're at war. And half of the country doesn't get it. I'd say probably more than half the country, because there's probably even some Democrats who are laissez-faire about it because it's not bothering them right now. It looks like their side is winning, so they're kind of like going along, and they're not really even having a moment to think about how serious this is and the trajectory of this country and what they're doing to obliterate our constitutional rights. But we are at war, and you need to wake up and realize that we are at war. So, Larry Klayman, what do we have to do as citizens of this great American experiment that, you know, we want it to continue? We want to pass on what we enjoyed during our formative years in this, you know, this country of ours. Yes, we've been dealing with some issues, but, you know, we've had enough experience, as I say to the kids, you know, to define preference. And the kind of America that we are experiencing right now is in conflict with the preference that I believe that the majority of Americans would rather have.
The two primary things that I talk about in my book, It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America, and the precursor to that was It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. These scandals have simply become entertainment. They boost ratings for Fox News, for others, but nothing ever happens. Jim Jordan holds hearings on Capitol Hill. That's great. He gets more money into his campaign coffers. The Republicans get reelected, but nothing happens, of course, and they don't control the Justice Department in any event. So two things. Number one, we need to take back our justice system. We need to indict. We need to try. We need to convict. We need to sentence these criminals, and we need to then petition law enforcement and the military to carry it out. And if they don't carry it out, we have a right of citizen's arrest. We have to do that. We have to try peacefully and legally. And
what does that look like, Larry, when you get the military involved or law enforcement involved? A citizen's grand jury, you render a verdict, and then you go to the law officials and say, okay, we want these people arrested. I mean, how does that process work?
Well, let me give you an example. With regard to Biden, and we're currently the judge is writing an opinion, and we're confident we'll get a conviction for bribery from China, Russia, Ukraine, negligent homicide in Afghanistan, Fauci with regard to negligent homicide, killing over 7 million people worldwide, giving the seeds of COVID-19 to the Chinese, some federal judges who have violated their oath of office, Robert Mueller, who was indicted years ago. Okay, so we have the right, as I've said before, Bill, on your show, under a ruling by Justice Antonin Scalia for the majority of the Supreme Court, United States versus Williams, where he held, the grand jury does not belong to the three branches of government. It belongs to the American people. This is what we did before we had a Justice Department in 1870. The American people carried out justice. We have the right to do it again. So we do it. So meanwhile, with Biden, when the grand jury indicted him, we gave him notice. We said, you can come and plead innocent, guilty, no look contender, no contest. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You can come to the trial and defend yourself. Bring your lawyers. That's fine. And they didn't show up. Of course, they don't respect the American people. They don't respect our rights. So we're trying them in absentia. And they'll have a right, even if convicted, to come and argue why they shouldn't be convicted. But they won't come because they don't recognize the rights of the American people. So when we get a sentence for Biden, and it should be many years given what he has done, probably far beyond his time on this earth, it will be the sentence, then we will seek to enforce it. In 48 states, there is a right of citizen's arrest. A citizen has a right to arrest someone who has committed a felony and to turn them over to law enforcement. So what we are doing right now is getting the tools, in other words, the legal means to have Biden arrested and to have these other people arrested with proper legal process. We're not going to be violent. We're not, you know, we will be peaceful. But if we do not succeed, there are other people in this country that will certainly take up arms, and that's the risk that we face right now. So I hope people will go to freedomwatchusa.org, see what we're doing, contribute to our cause. It's expensive. We need tax-deductible contributions. Get my book. And then the other thing, Bill, as you know, is our Third Continental Congress, is we need a new government, not a new nation. We need honest leaders. We need people who will be bold. You know, I would hope that President Trump would join us. He always defaults back to the Republican Party, which stabs him in the back in the end, or DeSantis, or somebody like that. We need new political parties. We need competition. Mm-hmm. The Republicans are a fraud. You know, it's just a game for them. That's all it is. So we wouldn't be where we are today if the Republican Party had done its job.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Simply played the game, you know.
Well, so it's been interesting,
choice.
Larry.
Do you want a country?
Yeah, exactly. It's been interesting because John Naisbitt, in his celebrated book called Megatrends, probably about 20, 25 years ago, said that the two-party system was like two dinosaurs mating. And I'll never forget that reading it. And I keep thinking, okay, when are we going to see the demise of this two-party system? And we've been on the verge of it for a long time. But I think that what's happened is that there is a power base. You know, we call it the deep state, but I think it's deeper and thicker than people realize. That's being run by oligarchs that are, in a sense, it's a modern day mafia that's operating. And they, you know, the media is identifying them as cartels that are in just about every state of the union. I think there's about eight states that they do not have a total infrastructure on. But this is these are very wealthy. These are, you know, from the billionaire class that are pulling the levers. These are the people that are buttressing up Joe Biden, the left, and all these things that are tearing away at the woof and wharf of America's society and Americans. And we haven't quite gotten there. I mean, we're going after what we can see, but what we're not seeing is what's happening in the shadows here, in my humble opinion, Larry.
You're right. You know, and, you know, they can play the game. It's a game. I mean, it's like Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier or whatever, you know. It's a game. They're all making money, Democrats and Republicans, hand over fist. I mean, you can be a kid that doesn't even graduate from college or even high school, go to Washington, D.C., attach yourself to a congressman or a senator, wind up very wealthy as a lobbyist, whatever. It's a cash machine. Mm-hmm. And so they really don't care that much about the country or the American people because they're stuffing cash into their pockets on a daily basis.
Exactly.
I've never gone out with a congressman who ever took money out of his pocket to buy lunch. Okay, when I still, you know, tried to influence them in a positive way. I don't even try anymore because it's hopeless. But they're allowed. They create rules. Oh, you can, you know, accept meals and this and that from lobbyists and everybody else. You know, it's the American people be damned. It reminds me, as I've said before, of Louis XVI and Marie Antoinette before the French Revolution. After me, the flood. After me, I don't give a flying you know what, because I'm cashing in right now. And we saw what happened to them. Okay, they wound up at Place de la Concorde with their heads chopped off. And that's where these people are headed. They're headed in that direction. I don't want to see it. You don't want to see it. But, you know,
well, and that's the thing that's amazing. Yeah, these people that you see, they think somehow that they're going to be the last survivor. And it doesn't history's already shown us time and again, it doesn't work out that way. They're basically, you know, they become the useful idiots, don't they, Larry?
Well, they are. But the American people need to take control, and it's going to take more of a shock for that to happen. But the other thing, Bill, is that the way the culture's been destroyed with, you know, perversion and all kinds of other things with our kids and everything else, the left has been extremely effective. It's a cancer, as I said during the break. It's metastasized to the point where chemotherapy won't even solve it. It's going to take some really drastic measures to save.
But we need to understand that we're in a war. Larry, 15 seconds left. Where can they go to warrior up here?
FreedomWatchUSA.org. Please support us. FreedomWatchUSA.org. Join our Justice League. Be part of the solution. Just
Chimeric antigen T-cell therapy, or CAR T-cell therapy, is a unique, personalized approach that harnesses a patient's own T-cells and genetically engineers them to recognize and attack cancer. Among patients with large B-cell lymphoma, or LBCL, it's making a difference in this difficult-to-treat blood cancer. Dr. Manali Kamdar is an associate professor of medicine and clinical director of lymphoma services at the University of Colorado Hospital.
The safety profile and effectiveness seen with CAR T-cell therapy reinforces use among appropriate large B-cell lymphoma patients. Advances in treatment have created a shift in the nearly 30-year standard practice, increasing the potential of long-term remission for more patients.
Patients treated with CAR T-cell therapy may experience serious side effects, including cytokine release syndrome and neurotoxicity, which can happen in the first few days to several weeks after infusion. Talk to a doctor to see if CAR T-cell therapy is right for you. For more information, visit bms.com/celltherapyinfo. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
USA News Update. Another victim died overnight, bringing the total to 5 souls killed and wounding 8 others. The suspected shooter, Connor James Sturgeon, whom identifies as he/him, opened fire at the Old National Bank in Louisville, Kentucky, yesterday morning. The motive is leaning towards a disgruntled employee. Democrat Governor Andy Beshear lost a cherished friend in the attack.
And these are irreplaceable, amazing individuals that a terrible act of violence tore from all of us, one of whom was one of my closest friends. I think what we need most right now, in a word, is love.
Sturgeon was shot and killed by police while he was streaming live on Instagram. That video has been removed and given to authorities. Witness Troy Haste.
He just started he had a long assault rifle, and he started. You hear the part, the shots just start firing.
Whoever's next to me got shot and hit blood on me from it.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez with you. Jeff Kemp with us. My good friend, former NFL QB ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, happy Easter 2 days afterwards. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm good. Thank you very much.
Hey, you know, here we are all these years later. You consider all the religious leaders, whether you want to talk about Muhammad, go down the whole list. They either, have ashes spread about, or they're entombed. They're still there, but there's only one leader that you can check out the tomb, and it still is empty all these thousands of years later.
Yeah, Jesus did something that no other religion or faith has ever experienced. He came here and solved the problem for us, and he lived perfectly righteously and said, I know you cannot, and you do not need to. You just simply need to receive me and believe me and trust me. It's called grace, and we humans have a hard time really receiving it because we think we've got to do something. We got to earn something.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And the reality is if you really, really receive this unconditional love, this amazing forgiveness, this price paid by Christ, who lived perfectly and died for our punishment, then you're so grateful that it changes you. But we get it mixed up and think we got to change ourselves to be worthy of it. And I mean, go back to why he died. The religious Pharisees were performing their religious behavior well enough that they ended up not even recognizing or wanting him because he said, no, you're not worthy on your own. You're worthy in me. Would you like me? And they said no. So I guess the reminder to me and you today is stay grateful, stay humble, receive grace fully, and let the reality of what Christ did change us as opposed to trying to perform to deserve it. You could never deserve it. I could never deserve it.
Yeah. And Jeff, you've talked about this before, and that is the love of the Father. I mean, for the Father to do this, to send his only son to save a bunch of knuckleheads, to even those that, like the Pharisees and the Sadducees, that were so caught up in their religiosity that they were blind and could not see the truth of God. They could not even begin to comprehend the love of God. And here Jesus comes with his arms wide open and exits the world with his arms wide open, saying, come, come follow me. And this is how much the Father loves you. You know, I saw a movie here last week called His Only Son that, you know, is something that challenges all of us. You know, when you read about Abraham taking his only son, waited for his son for 100 years, right? And he finally gets his son. And then God says, look, I want you to go to Mount Moriah, which, as history tells us, happened to be the same place where Jesus was executed, right? He takes him up there to Mount Moriah to sacrifice his one and only son. And I'll tell you, that is a hard thing for any father. I mean, when you read that in the Bible, you go, wow, how can you do that? And this is like one of those things that's maybe a little bit of a mystery because, you know, why would God do that? That question still, you know, runs around in my mind. And but here Abraham trusted God so much because God had promised him, said that, look, it from your seed is going to come this great nation. And that's what he focused on. And I think that's quite the lesson for us to be able to look and not lose sight of God's mission and purpose for our lives, because he's given us a future. He's given us a hope, and he's told us these things so that we would be confident in that, in much the same way as challenging it was, you know, and depicted again in that movie, My Only Son, that Abraham must have gone through to go and sacrifice his one and only son. But it was all a precedent of what God himself was going to do in allowing his son to be fully sacrificed for our sins.
The difference is God the Father actually followed through with the sacrifice of his
exactly.
Jesus.
Right.
And not only did Jesus, you know, get beaten and scourged to within a hair of his life, and then crucified and be buried, but he actually bore the unjust punishment of the world's sin, my sin and yours, my imperfection, which separated him from his Father God, and how to even understand that since Jesus is God. God actually did that for us. That was his unconditional demonstration of sacrificial and redemptive love. In Abraham's case, God had said, I'm giving you a wonderful gift, a son, and I'm going to create a family for myself through this son. But I still want to make sure that you love me more than the things I give you, which is why he said to Abram, will you sacrifice your son? And Abraham said yes and went right up to the very edge. But, of course, God didn't have him, you know, kill Abraham. God isn't into child sacrifice. Pagan religions did that. But it was proving that Abraham loved the giver of gifts more than the gifts we get.
Exactly.
And I think that's a good reminder today. We've been given many, many, many gifts from God. And sometimes Christianity becomes a little consumeristic where we start looking to God for what he'll do to fix my health.
Exactly.
Fix my family, fix my job, fix my country, fix the political leadership. fix this family division problem, fix my finances, fix my mood, versus, Lord, you alone are joy.
Mm-hmm.
You are satisfaction. You are life. You are abundant life, not just now, but forever. And if we had that joy, we could overcome some of the trials and tribulations and difficulties on earth that Jesus said we'll face.
Mm-hmm.
But you can still have joy because you still have me.
Exactly.
So what a father. What a father.
Well, the thing is, Jeff, is that God designs in the calendar a time for us to hit the reset button. And Easter is one of those moments where you can hit the reset button because you're thinking, okay, Easter is all about new beginnings. It falls on a holiday, and it's designed by God, which is the start of the harvest, right? That's what this is all about, in a sense. So it's a time for us to be, contemplative about the significance of Easter. And more than, what was it? The totality of the gift that God gave us in a risen Son who forgives our sins and guarantees our eternity. I mean, there's so much more to this. And what I see and what I've been thinking about is that in the new beginnings, remember Jesus talked about the harvest. And I think this is the new beginnings for us to realize, God blesses us so that we can bless others. And part of that blessing is bringing in the harvest and bringing it to God and saying, God, this is what I'm doing, because it's not about me. It's about you and it's about the kingdom. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And, the gospel, this good news of Jesus Christ coming to earth, God solving our problem for us, paying the price. And then, of course, if he didn't raise from the dead, which is what Easter is, we'd be hopeless. None of this would matter. But he did raise from the dead. It's proven. It's about, the gospel is about fresh starts and new beginnings. And there's a person today listening who needs a fresh start and a new beginning. They need to know that their sin is forgiven, their past is forgiven, that their quandary isn't a quandary to God, and they can start living in grace and gratitude and be close to God. He's not frowning on them. He's not angry at them. If it's an abortion in your past or an affair or a divorce or even some sin of yours in the future, God has already paid the price for it. But he does want you to receive it.
Yes.
And stop listening to Satan. So get a fresh start. Get a new beginning because of Easter. And say thank you right now and every morning.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well said, Jeff. Jeff, I'm so grateful for you. And I appreciate your faithfulness to come on the show. With all that you've been busy with and family life and everything else. And I just want to honor you for this time that you give us every week on this radio show. Jeff Kemp has been our guest, my good friend. Thank you, Jeff. Take care. God bless.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. My prayer is that this was the best Easter you ever had. And that, the realization and understanding of what Easter is all about, that it's really made a difference. And I'll tell you, it is counterculture. There's no doubt about it. I mean, when you have the FBI supposedly targeting Catholic churches, and you got to know, it doesn't stop at Catholic churches. Any organization, any faith organization is what the left wants to stamp out, because that's what Marxists do. And I know you may hear the term Marxist. That's not America. Oh, Bill, you're exaggerating. No, this is what it is. If you have any understanding whatsoever, and you know, as I've encouraged you to do over the years, is that don't take my word for it. Okay, and that's okay that you disagree with me, because this is what makes for an opportunity for both of us to be all the smarter and to be more intellectual when we are in conflict with one another. I'm not threatened by your disagreement, and you shouldn't be threatened by mine. If anything, check it out for yourself. You know, I encourage you to own your own knowledge. Don't rely on, on figures, public figures, broadcasters, other podcasters and that sort of thing. Hopefully what they do is they stimulate you in such a way that you say, look, I want to make sure I understand and I know where this is coming from. Because I got to tell you, when I went to Bible college, one of the things that really drove me to Bible college is I needed to better understand the Word of God. And I had realized over the years, whether it was a priest or an evangelical, Billy Graham, you name it, that I was just taking them for face value. And it was their knowledge. It wasn't my knowledge. And I wanted it to be my knowledge. So I put the time in to understand and study the Word of God so that I would better understand, and that it would become, that I would have ownership, that I would be accountable for it, as opposed to just saying, well, that's what the latest most popular preacher had to say about something, and next thing you know, that's what I'm spitting out and echoing their voice instead of, you know, the voice that God has given me and understanding. So I share that with you for what it's worth. Okay, with us right now, we love that she's here with us most every week, probably about 99% of the Tuesdays here on Bill Martinez Live. We can count on the Good News Girl, Sam Samantha Mao. And Sam is back with us with her weekly report. And so let's bring her on now. Hey, Sam, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I trust you had a great Easter. Paxton had all kinds of fun. Of course, he's still young enough that he doesn't have to get inundated with all the sugary treats that come along with the holiday. But great family time and time to give you a moment to again be thankful for the blessings that God has passed your way.
Yeah. That's the biggest one.
Yeah.
To be part of so I have a beautiful location this morning. Welcome to you.
Well, Sam, let's we're having some little bit of phone challenges, and you're going, I don't know if you're in a different spot right now, but you know, Brad will keep an eye on it. If it gets too bad, then we'll have to call you back. But let's go ahead and dive into this first story about a dad who wants to be a kidney donor for his son, but he's got to lose 80 pounds before that can happen, right?
That's right.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Sam, we are having problems. So Brad's going to call you back, and then we'll pick up the story. So anyway, when Sam connects with us, yeah, you got a dad. I mean, you know, I mean, what dad wouldn't want to do something for his son, especially when we realize that he could be a match, you know, and donate one of his kidneys. But the dad's a little hefty, and he's got to lose 80 pounds to do this, boy, I'll tell you. And this is such a great story, and that Sam will share with us as soon as we get reconnected. I apologize for the difficulty, but hey, such is technical difficulty and a live radio show, right? So if you thought that this was somehow pre-recorded, you can see that, hey, it is what it is, as they would say. Okay, is she back with us now? Okay, we're still, oh gosh, we're still having a choppy problem here. Well, I'll tell you what, well, Brad, while you you attend to the choppiness of it. I'm going to, you know, play the role. I'll play the role of Bill Martinez and Samantha Mao here until we can get a solid signal. But the father, Arviat, Canada, has been approved to be his son's kidney donor after losing 75 pounds, is a story. Okay, are we connected now?
That's right.
Okay, here we go. All right, go ahead. Pick it up then.
So, 16-year-old, like I said, 16-year-old Hunter, he was diagnosed with stage 5 kidney disease.
Wow.
Which means his kidney was only functioning at 16%. You know, so that leaves him with a slew of medical problems. And fortunately for him, in one way, his dad, Daniel, was a blood match. But the problem was he's 275 pounds. He had to be under 200 in order to donate his kidney to his son. Well, you know, this becomes, you know, if you can't get motivated to lose weight for that reason, I think that's the best motivation I could possibly imagine. And over the next year, Daniel spent every day working on losing 80 pounds, and now he's at 195. And he finally got the phone call last month that he was going to be able to donate his organ, to his kidney, to his son. Mm. And he was just saying, he's like, you know, I'm not worried about my health. I'm just worried about him. And, you know, hopefully it means both of these guys will be healthier at the end. You know, his dad having to lose weight to do that.
Exactly.
I hope that works out well for him. I hope that it changes Hunter's life also.
Yeah, how can it not? You know, that his father's willing to give up an organ like this, lose all the weight, get healthy. This sweet picture of the two of them in hockey outfits. I guess the dad decided he was going to get back on the ice, and this helped him with the process of losing weight, it looks like, huh?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, he was just saying he didn't want his son to be having to take these 10 pills a day. He wanted him You know, he's like a big hockey player guy, and he doesn't want him to have to worry. He wants him just to be a normal teenager. And
That's what all dads want. We just want our boys to be healthy, our girls as well. You know, that's a father's heart. What a cool story. This next one is about a homeless woman that replaces a boy's stolen bicycle. And, of course, this gets contagious, and it's causing other people to give too, right?
That's right. So it was actually, it's up in Maine, and it's the Rockland Police Department is calling this woman a superhero. She actually wants to remain anonymous, as I find a lot of people who do these good things really, like, they do want to remain anonymous a lot of times because they're not doing it for the glory. They're just doing it to pass on goodness. So yes. A little boy had his Spider-Man bicycle. He's 3 years old. He left his Spider-Man bicycle outside of a store while him and his mother were shopping, and they came out and the bicycle was gone, which I can't imagine who steals a 3-year-old Spider-Man bike, but they did. And so when a woman saw this on the social media page, she decides, you know what, I'm going to donate this bike. And so she buys another bike, just the same bike, the Spider-Man bike, and she brings it to the police department. And the police officer ends up talking to her, and he finds out that recently she had to choose between paying her rent or paying for her car, and she chose not to miss the payment on her car, so she ended up moving. Now she's living in her vehicle. And she still, made it a point to help somebody else. And she didn't do it to get out there and get her name in the paper or to get help herself. She wanted to remain anonymous. And but anyway, even though she wanted to remain anonymous, people are still wanting to help her. Mm. And so Midcoast Recovery Coalition are collecting donations to help her. And then other people as well have sent screenshots of the bikes that they're going to be sending in for other children, which I think is it's for other kids in need. Yes, I think... A really sour thing to do turned into a blessing, and thanks to that generous woman with a big heart.
A homeless woman giving out of her need. I mean, here it is to bless this boy. Our prayer is that God would just multiply blessings to her and find a home for her where she can have some security and shelter. She deserves it. What a special lady, no doubt. This next story about a Lowe's employee goes above and beyond, builds a life-changing apparatus for the family. What's that?
That's right. So Mark and Jessica Getty, they were trying to make their life easier for their son. His name is William, and he was born with quadriplegic spastic cerebral palsy.
Oh, yeah.
And so they wanted to build him a set of parallel bars to help him learn to walk. And so they were searching for materials at Lowe's, and the employee, Dave Urban, ends up talking to them, and he realizes what they're doing. And so he decides he's got to help them. He's like in tears thinking about this boy needing the help. And he ends up helping them he spent half an hour fitting the PVC pipes to the specifications that the family had done the research to find, and they actually did the test right there in the store.
Oh, cool.
And, you can see this little boy and he's so happy just walking in. It's hard to watch that video and not feel moved to tears because it's something. And it does change when you're a parent. I always thought, how can it really change that much when you're a parent? But when you see a little boy that's, struggling like that and... the big smile on his face just to be able to kind of move on his own, bless William. And I hope that this PVC pipe helps him a lot. He's definitely changing lives just by being his happy self.
Well, this next story reminds me of a movie I caught, On a Wing and a Prayer, a new movie with Dennis Quaid. You got a girl this man guides a rookie pilot, she's the young girl, through emergency landing over the radio. We only got about 10 seconds left here, Sam, so we're not going to be able to get into it much, but all we can do is that you can read all about it at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. Check it out. And we've got this story and many more to lighten up your day a little bit and put a smile on your face.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.